Well, said the linnet, hopping now on one leg and now on the other. As soon as the winter was over, and the primroses began to open their pale yellow stars, the miller said to his wife that he would go down and see little Hans.
Why, what a good heart you have, cried his wife. You are always thinking of others. And mind you take the big basket with you for the flowers.
So the miller tied the sails of the windmill together with a strong chain and went down the hill with the basket on his arm.
Good morning, little Hans, said the miller.
Good morning,
said Hans, leaning on his spade and smiling from ear to ear.
And how have you been all the winter? Said the miller.
Well, really, cried Hans, it is very good of you to ask, very good indeed. I am afraid I had rather a hard time of it, but now the spring has come, and I am quite happy, and all my flowers are doing well.
We often talked of you during the winter, Hans, said the miller, and wondered how you were getting on.
That was kind of you, said Hans. I was half afraid you had forgotten me.
Hans, I am surprised at you, said the miller. Friendship never forgets, and that is the wonderful thing about it. But I am afraid you don't understand the poetry of life. How lovely your primroses are looking, by the by.
They are certainly very lovely, said Hans, and it is a most lucky thing for me that I have so many. I'm going to bring them into the market and sell them to the burgomaster's daughter and buy back my wheelbarrow with the money.